Hi, everybody. It's John calling from Koundé. It's November 6th. Today was a rest day for us in Koundé. And this is the hometown of our Sardar, Ang Timba. And he was happy to show us around the town where he grew up. It's a great little town nestled here in the mountains. We actually got a wonderful view the clear morning of Ahmed Ablam, which is the second objective of this expedition. So we're all pretty excited to use up some of our memory space and our cameras. As I mentioned before, in our expedition dispatches, Karen is a nurse in Seattle. So when the Koundé Hospital opened at 9 this morning, we walked over to have a visit with Dr. Kai. And Karen brought a bag full of medical supplies that she donated to the hospital. This hospital is the main point of care in the region, and it oversees about 7 health clinics that service the Khumbu. It provides free care to Nepalese and low-cost meds to them, which is very much appreciated. They also treat foreign travelers, and more than a few people to the region have used their services and been happy to pay the small fees that they charge for the quality service that they provide. Later in the morning, we walked down to the nearby town of Kum Jung. Our first visit was an interesting one. We went to the monastery there, and we went to inspect a genuine Yeti skull. Now, this rarely seen creature has been the reason for several expeditions to the Khumbu Valley, and this skull is one of the few pieces of proof, or in it, we seem to wonder. And no trip would be complete to Kum Jung without a visit to the Sir Edmund Hillary School. We all wondered if Sir Edmund had any idea of what change his summit would bring to the region. You know, the school started with just one building and has grown to more than a dozen and provides high quality education to a very large area here. So tomorrow we continue to acclimatize, continue our trek.